And this is the Fresh Bit Morning. That's the M&M you need for today. Now, I did mention I have a special guest in studio, a special author in studio, and I'm holding a brand new book that she'll be launching that is quite soon. Joining me live in the studio is Twelly Mona. How are you doing, Twelly Mona?
I am doing very well, Arthur. Thank you so much for having me here.
Good to have you. By the way, I like your energy. I like your enthusiasm. But welcome back. Welcome back. You've left. You've been in France for quite a while.
Yes.
But welcome back to Namibia. I hope you're dealing well with the heat.
I love the fact that there's some buildings with aircon. So
exactly. Now, you're an author.
Yes.
Let's talk about your journey.
Okay.
Let's talk about your writing journey. Mm-hmm. And why you chose to be an author. I mean, why didn't you choose to be like a doctor or an engineer? Why writing specifically?
Well, some might say that doctors heal the physical body, and I work more with the emotions of the people.
Okay.
So as far as I can remember, I've always been walking around with a book and a pen and always just like jotting down whatever ideas or whatever I feel on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And in my household, people call me the local writer. So
local
when I
writer.
Launched the book, they were like, but you've already been writing. And I said, well, actually, none of it is published. So that was quite funny.
Okay.
But with regards to the book, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, so I pray. Mm-hmm. And during my quiet time, I felt the Holy Spirit say, you know what, you need to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, thank you. So I tried to run away for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt the nudging was really urgent, a sense of urgency, like you just know and you know. And so I thought, you know what, God, if it's important to you, then I'm willing to do it. But I'm married, I've got a young baby, and I don't have time. I also have a full-time job. So you're going to have to help me with the schedule.
Yeah.
And so he did. He woke me up at 2 a.m. in the morning every day. 3 a.m., 4 a.m. He helped me not be hungry during my lunch break. So I was fasting during lunch breaks mm-hmm. for about a month. And in 2 months' time,
boom.
Voila.
Voila. Reminds me of the story of Jonah in the Bible, where Jonah was like, yeah, I want to do it, but not those people, please. And God always makes a plan. His will always
does.
Comes to pass. Now let's talk. We're talking off air about what other things you do as well,
mm-hmm.
besides the writing and writing books. So what other things do you dabble in?
So I am a freelance translator and interpreter. So translations is everything that's written from one language to another, English, mm-hmm. French, German. And interpreting is mostly English and French. Those are the languages that I use more frequently.
Okay.
And I'm also a Maxwell Leadership Certified Coach.
Wow.
So with John Maxwell.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. We have dangerous people in the studio. Now, you're launching your book. This one is titled Onemen.
The Onena series.
Onena. There
yes.
we go. But you mentioned you wrote a book before this one.
Yes. So the previous book that I wrote is called Adventures with God, Jesus Christ is Alive. It's mm-hmm. available on Amazon, so international.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inspired from a conversation I had with a friend, and she wanted to know more about how to grow in her spiritual walk with God. So it's very Christian-based,
mm-hmm.
and it was more inspired from that conversation, but it's a practical guide. Book.
Okay.
Whereas the Onena series is like a real book with more than 100 pages, but very easy to read, 7 short stories,
mm-hmm.
all suitable for all public. It's very welcoming.
So this stories that you mentioned in the book, are they all your personal stories, or are these other people's stories that you've been encompassed in the book?
So these are fictional stories.
Okay.
But of course, I think all writers write from what they somewhat know.
Exactly.
So it's everything that's in the book is written with permission from the people that exist,
mm-hmm.
For those who do exist. And for those that are fictional, well, it's just inspired.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the book launch. When is it happening, and how can one be part of it?
So the book launch is taking place next week, Friday, on the 27th of October,
mm-hmm.
at 6:30 p.m. at Hotel Thule. So it's T-H-U-L-E, the one in Eros, mm-hmm. George Street, Windhoek. So you can purchase a ticket for $150 to come. And the book costs $250. So if you want the package, you can pay for it up front, of
mm-hmm.
course. Or you can get your ticket to come to the book launch and then get a signed copy and meet
okay.
and greet the author.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, like all artists, in interviews. It's always like, okay, you have this body of work out and we love it and we'll digest it. When's the next one coming?
Well, that's a good question because I'm already working on book two.
Wow.
And it will be available by next summer.
Wow.
So for early birds, those who want to subscribe and join the Onena series community, mm-hmm. they'll be able to get a snippet in advance, read it and write comments. So just stay tuned for this platform.
Exactly. Now, how do we become part of the community? How do we monitor when something is dropping?
So at the book launch, that's where everything is basically going to be made available. But for the time being, you can always go to Twelimona Pelmont mm-hmm. on Instagram. So at Twelimona Pelmont and send me a direct message.
Okay.
I also have a local number that I will be able to share with those who are interested. Or maybe I'll just leave it with you, Arthur, and then you can send it forward for those who are interested.
Definitely. Now, before we let you go, I'd like to ask you one final question. And I love asking these questions with people I think have a great character. And I think you have a great character. Now, what's the one thing about writing and about the dynamic of being an author that you value that most people don't?
So the one thing that I really love about writing is the fact that I'm going to be able to meet people that I might not meet in person.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, okay.
And so the stories that are written, it's not just for me. I mean, I'm just going to share a quick story because when I finished writing the book and no one else had read it, I got a call. Mm-hmm. And this young lady on the phone that I had never met was telling me about the first story of the book.
Okay.
And I thought she had read my notes. So I'm like, have you read the Onena series? And she said, no. And I said, but you're telling me her story. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, send me the book. And that was how I was able to sell my first copy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see that, I just realized that this is bigger than me because
yes.
someone's waiting on the other side of my obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just do what I know that I'm supposed to do, then maybe other people will be equipped and they will be edified and they'll be able to grow from that experience.
Exactly.
And that's my hope.
Wow, that is brilliant. I like what you said there. Someone is waiting on the other side of your obedience. And I think we all like stalling and procrastinating. I'll do it later. But someone is waiting for you to be obedient. Thank you so much for joining us live in studio. This is it's been a brilliant chat. I'll be at